Atlanta in Miami Friday. Christian Yelich warming up before the game with a young fan. In the top of the first, Atlanta was warmed up. They have a 1-0 lead and they have 2-1. Lane Adams is at the plate facing Dan Straley.
Drilled, left field, deep, I mean deep, and gone. Lane Adams homered in last night's ball game, and he homers here. And the Braves bust out and are up 4-0.
Ozuna stands in. The pitch to Marcel, and he turned on that quickly and drills it down the left field line. It is going to be a fair ball. Here comes Gordon, here comes Stanton. And Ozuna scoots on into second with a two-run double on a ball that was ripped down the left side. And the Marlins are on the board, and it's a 5-2 game here in the sixth.
Ozuna, line drive, center field base hit. A run across, round third, Talese coming, throw is in time, and he is out at the plate. Suzuki with the tag. Adams with the throw in center field. And Miami gets another, but trails it 5-4.
Bases loaded, two down, 2-2 to Boer. Swinging a line drive, base hit center field. Stanton's hold to tie it. Here comes Ozuna. The Marlins have scored 4 in the seventh. They've come all the way back to take a 6-5 lead.
Ziegler to the plate. A swing and a ground ball back to Ziegler. Goes to the home plate for one, up to first for two. A double play to end the game. One pitch out of the bullpen, and Brad Ziegler puts it away, and the Marlins win 6-5. A comebacker and a 1-2-3 game-ending double play.
The Marlins have taken the first two games of their series against the Braves. Final score on Friday is 6-5 Miami, climbing out of a 5-0 second inning hole. Marcell Ozuna goes 2-for-3 with a run and 3 RBI. He reaches 120 RBI for the season. He and Giancarlo Stanton become the first pair of teammates to drive in at least 120 runs in a single season since 2005, when David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez did so for the Red Sox, and Gary Sheffield and A-Rod did so for the Yankees. The Marlins make it 2 in a row over the Braves as they climb out of a 5-0 second inning hole on Friday and win 6-5. After the game, here's Miami manager Don Mattingly.
No, that was a nice one. I feel like we've lost like 10 games of these guys over the last couple of years just like that, where we've had an early lead and just they seem to keep coming back on us. And so it actually is nice to our guys keep going and come from behind there and rally and get that win.
Yeah, I mean, big guys, coming through, big offense, JB with the huge at-bat, especially with that matchup.
No, I think a lot of good at-bats in there. G and O, JT's walk. I think that the inning just keeps getting extended. And then really that's what you kind of need. JB's obviously didn't look great off that first lefty. That guy had pretty good stuff. And just hung in there and fought that ball off into center.
To get out of a scoreless inning tonight, is that a satisfactory way to put a bow on a season?
Do what now? Yeah, I mean, it was nice to get him back out there. At that point in the game, he's warming up. It's 5-0. I'm just really wanting to kind of save the other guys out there and get him back on the mound, not necessarily leave with the impression of, what's happened his last couple outings. So I think it's good to get back out there and may use him again, give him a day, but get him back out there Sunday possibly. It's like 6 and 2 days, those rollers. So, again, you need a little bit of luck, I guess, and we've had that. Not exactly what we're thinking about there, but it extends the inning, which was good for us.
Stanton and Ozuna to both be over 120 now. I mean, that RBI record stood for 17 years. Preston's and both of them now passed that in one season. What's it say for that, those two?
No, it's just two guys, really, we've been talking about it probably for 3 or 4 weeks now, the kind of two MVP caliber seasons from those guys. And, G's kind of had the notoriety of, people have talked about G for a while now. But O's a guy that, comes from a couple years ago, back in the minor leagues, big first half last year and couldn't keep it all together. And this year he's just kind of continued to grow and then put together a full season. So you're really happy that he's kind of put himself in that same light as kind of where G is right now.
Donnie, how aware is everybody about Stanton 60?
No, pretty aware. I think it's, you know, once we kind of fall out of it, I think, you know, it's just one of the storylines for our club. You know, when you, once you fell out of the race, you look at some of the individual stuff, you look at what G's doing, you look at D trying to get to 200, 200 hits, you watch what O's been doing, things like that. So I think you're obviously more aware. It calms down for a couple of days, but then when he hits two, it's like it kind of sparks it right back up.
How much would you like to see him get over 60?
I'd really like it myself. I think see him get to the round number at least. But, you know, the number was 61 for a long time, and I'd love to see him, you know, just put a couple up to see what it looks like.
Why?
I don't know. It just looks – it's a big number. It's kind of been fun. It's kind of incredible to watch that many homers in a season from one guy. It's just different.
Would you give any thought to – I know that D's your leadoff, but just to get him the possibility of a few, maybe one extra at-bat?
Yeah. I don't know if he would want that. And we, you know, I don't know. I haven't thought about it until you said it. So I guess if we got there, it wouldn't be that crazy of a thing to do. I know Pinella, I'm chasing Boggs for the batting title a few years back, and he leads me off in a game the last day of the year. So it's not really – those kind of games are fun, and what, you know, G's trying to do is fun. But I guess in the same breath – you know, him and D are both kind of going for their own kind of milestone. So, you know, who you pick.
Saturday's pitching matchup is Lucas Sims throwing for the Braves against Odrysamir Despaigne for Miami.